Cash Hometown Home on B105. Coming up, we have the B105 Buzz. I'm going to talk to you about an event coming up this September.
Okay.
So,
love that.
Yeah, something to plan. Jordan Davis singles you up on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. I'll start with this. Duluth Drag Races have been announced. They're coming back. And this is going to be the end of September. Saturday and Sunday, the last weekend. And they said registration's already filled up for racers. But if you want to go, last year they actually sold out on Saturday and they had to turn people away, which they hate doing, but there's a capacity. So if you want tickets, buy them now online. And more details, B105Country.com, or go right to Duluth Drag Races, DuluthDragRace.com.
Fun. I feel like some people do that just down my street, you know.
Well, this it originally started years ago, but illegally. And then the city and organizers got involved and said, okay, let's make this a legitimate thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
So do something illegal and then they'll make it legal.
Sometimes it works out, most times it doesn't. Sometimes. Right.
Well, I have this. So, you know, we've talked a lot about local businesses lately, like that have been impacted by construction and whatnot. And I came across this post by another local business, and basically they just shared that they've fallen on hard times. It's owned by two women. One of them had a work-related injury, and so they just shared a really long message just saying, if you could support us, and they shared a few ways, not asking for monetary donations or anything, but they just said, like, if you could stop by, you could just let your friends know about us. It is
what's the name of the place?
Thick and Twisted Shake Shop. It's one of those shake and tea shops.
Where's that at?
North Central Avenue in Duluth.
And so that's over in Spirit Valley.
Yep, and so they opened late last year, and they said, like, we put our everything into this business, and they said, we didn't want to have to share this, but we are very close to closing, and of course, that's it's terrible. Always hard when a local business, you know, is struggling. So if you can support, you love shake, you love tea.
What is it called?
By.
Twist and shake, or
it's
shake
called
and
thick and twisted.
Thick and twisted.
Thick and twisted. I'm kind of obsessed with that name, so.
Sorry, short-term memory issues here. Okay, well, I'll check them out. All right, thank you, Lauren, and read more about it. B105Country.com. That's your B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy. Jelly Roll, Art of Stone on B105. You know, today, well, Friday was National Tequila Day, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I celebrated. Today is National Scotch Day.
I'm not a fan.
You know, I'm not.
It's an acquired taste.
I like whiskey, and I like some bourbons. I'm more of a whiskey guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Scotch is not something I've ever really been to get into, because it's a very unique taste, you know.
I feel like I'm not sophisticated enough. You know, people just drink that on ice.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink any drink that's not like a sugary cocktail, right?
Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I mean, it's true though.
I
right?
don't really drink, so if I do, I'm going to have something like, you
yeah,
know, fruity and
go
fruity
for
and
it.
Great.
You do you. I had one of those things at the thing that we that David made with ended like it was like tequila triple sec, Grand Marnier, whatever.
That David made?
He tells the bartender how to make his drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's sophisticated, you know.
Well, it was a margarita. So
but it was a specially made margarita.
Okay, well, I had a margarita.
Yeah. So. B105, Luke Combs, Sleepless in a Hotel Room. I saw this. I got exciting. 5 new Chick-fil-A restaurants coming to Minnesota.
This is dangerous for me.
But we already got ours here in Duluth, and they're not putting any of them else near here. There's most of them, but Stillwater is going to be one. Mankato, Baxter, that's not too far, central Minnesota, Woodbury. So if you're planning on going that Chick-fil-A, I still have not been to the one up here because I'm intimidated by it.
Intimidated?
It's just such a big drive-thru. I don't know. It's like I just kind of get, it's like I've.
If you get the app, you can just roll right through the drive-thru, which like I've deleted my app so many times because I just love waffle fries and they have waffle fries.
And you don't need that, yeah.
And so it just is way too easy. So I'll like delete the app and be like, I'm done.
I was craving French fries the other day, and I just rolled through Burger King because it's not too far from where I live, and
yeah.
I'm like, this is the closest place. And I just ordered fries. That's it.
Love so that's what French I always fries. Do at a fast food restaurant.
Just order fries?
Yeah.
I was trying not to, like, pig out and eat, like, a, you know,
right.
double Whopper or something. So I just got fries, and then I got home, and I was like, that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
None,
it tides
never
you over, but it's not, you know.
Right. Right. So anyway, look for that, B105Country.com. We got Bailey Zimmerman next and Lauren's Country Lowdown. Hang on. Keith Urban on B105. All right, Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's happening on this Monday morning?
Well, there is a lot happening. So there's a show on Netflix. It actually was a huge hit. I've yet to watch it, but I'm getting there. It's called Ransom Canyon. Josh Duhamel's in it. Minka Kelly.
I like Josh Duhamel.
At first when it came out, I'm like, I'm not
into
this.
I've never heard of it.
It was really popular when it came out. But it's a romance-fueled family drama and contemporary Western saga that charts the intersecting lives and loves of three ranching families. So obviously I'm going to watch that because it's a romance-fueled family drama. But the point is that season two just came out and Thomas Rhett and Jordan Davis are in it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is fun. So they perform Ain't a Bad Life, which is Thomas's 25th number one. And it's actually integrated as part of the episode. No spoilers, but they play themselves at a music festival that's put on to save the town financially. So that's where Thomas Rhett and Jordan Davis come into the mix.
Do you know who is the name Eric Dane is?
Mm-hmm.
See, what show is he on that you like?
He was on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, that was like his big break.
So I saw on Netflix, you're talking about shows, The Last Ship is now on Netflix. You ever heard of that one?
Where it's like they do interviews that air after they pass away.
No.
Oh, because he did one of those with Netflix.
Oh, did he pass away?
Yeah, he passed away of ALS.
Eric Dane did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been watching the last... Oh, that's where I knew his name from, that story. Anyway, okay, well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, he passed away, I think, in February?
Yeah, all right, no, but this is a drama that was on TV, and then now they got it on Netflix, and then I thought of you when I was watching it, because I'm like, this is so over the top, Lauren might actually like it.
I love it. Okay, I'll add it to my
list.
I don't
know about Eric Dane. Bummer.
Yeah, so if you want to... Well, if you want to see just the performance, it's in episode 7, season 2. So check that out. Tiger Lily Gold, they are from North Dakota, I believe, and they have their sophomore album coming out October 9th called Country and Midwestern. They released a song from that over the weekend called Something to Drink About. And the title track actually has a shout out to a bunch of things that they love about the Midwest, so it's relatable. They also give a shout out to the Packers.
Okay, cool.
So if you want to hear that, B105Country.com. And then if you want to decipher Morgan Wallen's new song, Been By Now, we premiered it on Friday. We have the lyrics, B105Country.com. And also you can go to our Facebook page and let us know what you think of the song. It is super catchy, obviously. That's not a surprise, but I like it.
I'm looking up Eric Dane. I was super bummed.
I can't believe that. I think you knew, but you forgot.
I didn't know.
It was really big news when he passed away.
Yeah.
Because
now it's going to be hard to watch a show.
I know. It's really sad because he, yeah, I want to.
53 years old.
Say that he had ALS and he announced it and then he passed away like shortly after, so.
Oh. All right. I didn't mean to bring us all down.
Making us sad on this Monday morning. I was just trying to talk about Ransom Canyon.
There's a lot of people that miss out on news and I bring it up for them later. You know, like, news doesn't always have to be news to everybody. It could be a reminder. I don't know. I'm trying to say, but
it could be a reminder.
The things that you might have missed.
Yeah,
things
okay.
that you might have missed with Ken.
That actually should be a new segment.
Things you might have missed. That is kind of funny. Yeah. We landed on the moon. 1969.
Like when you were talking about him, you were like so excited. Like I didn't want to almost tell you or remind you.
It's like it's my head hitting the microphone. Okay.
Wow. Cool. Things you might have missed with Ken.
Yeah, I think we're just going to be... Kane Brown, Miles on it on B105. I haven't done a summer road trip yet this year.
Really?
Well, no, that wasn't in the summer. I was thinking I went to Rochester. That's a long, boring drive.
I don't think I... Oh, I went to Ames, Iowa, but that was in April. That wasn't even this weekend.
That was a road trip.
Or this weekend, this summer. Yeah, that's a road trip, but it was like not summer, you know?
We went camping in Hayward, but that's hardly a road trip because that's only like an hour.
Yeah.
You know? Fun drive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Rochester, though, when I went down there.
That's far, right? That's like 4 hours.
It's like 3+, somewhere around there. But, man, when you get, like, east of the Twin Cities, there's nothing.
Yeah, it's a lot
forever.
It's a lot of just
nothing.
Land. Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to Wisconsin.
Well, I don't think we need to do that because it's still going to remain nothing. So
another unpopular opinion, anything south of Owatonna, just give it to Iowa.
Okay. That's an interesting take.
I'm going to redraw the state borders.
Oh, yes, you
do
that.
My own map. Okay. I mean, Minnesota's be trees and rocks and lakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Oh, you just don't want it to be part of Minnesota.
No, I mean, they can have it.
Okay. I don't think they probably care what we want, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Sadly.
That's things you might have missed with
new segment. Things Ken forgot but remembers 6 months later.
It's a Megan Maroney song.
It is.
Yeah,
that's right.
Written about me. 710 Laugh Off coming up here at B105. B105, Blake Shelton boys around here. We got the 710 Laugh Off.
Okay. Wow.
That's me. My warm-up laugh. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't really seem to like merry-go-rounds, but I think they're all coming around.
They don't really have merry-go-rounds anymore, do they?
They're kind of creepy. Yeah, there's some. There's one at the Maplewood Mall, and it creeps me out.
I went back to my hometown because there was a merry-go-round there, a swing set I remember from my childhood. And I was to bring my kids there, and we got to the park, and it was gone. It's demolished. There's no park anymore.
I feel like the past few weeks, every day there's something that
it was behind my old elementary school, which was demolished.
Once there, that is gone now. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, just time marches on, you know, Tracy Lawrence. I'm not going to cry about it.
You just seemed so sad. Are you okay?
I don't know. It's like everything from my youth is gone.
Well, you have including it in my, your you have it in your memory.
Well, how long is that going to last? We already have a segment coming up, things you might have missed with Ken.
Yes, we did.
All right. Hey, Lauren, what do you call a detective who accidentally solves all his cases? Sheer luck Holmes.
That's actually so cute. I love that. Cute.
You watch any of the Sherlock Holmes
movies? No. But I watch a lot of things with detectives. Yeah, no.
That's true. That's true, you do. Okay, this one is from Steve. Sent this one in. And the 710 laugh off.
What's the most common doctor in Egypt? A chiropractor.
Chiropractor.
You see one of those.
I'll have to give that to Dr. Steve.
Yeah, your own personal chiropractor.
Well, no, he's got a lot of other patients.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, he helps me out. He keeps me in line. Get it?
Yeah, the other day I saw you doing something weird on the floor of your office, and I'm like, stretching. That's just Ken.
I was stretching.
Don't worry about that.
It's okay. You can stretch. There's no reason you can't stretch. I mean, I've got my clothes on and everything. It's not like sometimes at home I take my pants off so I can stretch easier, but I won't do that here.
Yeah, no, that's an HR violation.
I don't know. Is that in the handbook that you have to wear pants at work?
Okay.
Probably.
Happy Monday. There's your 710 laugh off.
Okay. I got the clue to move on. B105.
We have candy.
Ella Langley, Be Her, B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up?
Okay, so in no way, shape, or form do I believe this, but I'm going to mention it because it's actually kind of funny. We just heard from Ella Langley, and now that she's so big, honestly, one of, if not the biggest star right now in music, she's made the Daily Mail, so I saw this over the weekend, had to laugh. According to the Daily Mail, Taylor Swift is planning to take Ella Langley down because she says if anybody's going to be the biggest female star in country music, it's going to be Taylor. Because she kind of returned to country with I Knew It, I Knew You, but not really. I mean, it's a song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack, you know?
I can't believe people are sharing that. I mean, come on.
It's kind of funny.
Insider says Taylor Swift couldn't let someone else have the country throne. She's not even...
Agree. And, you know, it's also funny because I've seen a lot of things about, like, the upcoming Grammys and stuff. And everybody's like, it's going to be I Knew It, I Knew You against Who's in Texas. But the Daily Mail says that there's a secret that Taylor is going to reveal to take Ella down. I don't believe this for a second. But that's how you know you made it when you get
on
the Daily Mail. So kind of makes me laugh.
I don't think Taylor's ever been anything but supportive to other artists, hasn't she?
Yeah, I mean she's...
friend. Well, obviously not Kanye.
She's had her feuds over the years, but I mean, they're in two totally different.
Yeah.
And Taylor's, I mean, Ella's a huge star, but Taylor's in a league of her own. I don't feel like she has competition, whether you like her or not.
That's just garbage.
Yeah, but it did make me laugh. So that's how you know you made it. Congratulations, Ella. Morgan Wallen, he played at Michigan Stadium. Two back-to-back shows this weekend, and there was some incidents that occurred. So he actually shared one. That was where I first saw it. So he was walking through the tunnel at the end of the show to say hi to fans, and he fell. And he actually shared video of it on his Instagram, so he owned it. And he said, if I appear somewhat hobbled tonight, because it happened the first night, this is before the second night, he said, it's because I am. And then he shared a close-up of his ankle, and I guess he twisted his ankle as he was running and saying hi to fans.
Oh.
And, yeah, he did look like he was in some pain the second night. So hoping he heals up fast. But I love that he just owned it and was like, I'm going to post this embarrassing video of myself.
Right.
You know?
That's what you get for tipping over pianos.
Yeah, he also debuted his new song for the first time since it's been out, Bend By Now, and he said he doesn't know what he's doing next, but he's like, this era is coming to an end. I've been working on a lot of music. I think he knows what he's doing next, but
yeah,
that's what he said. So, you know, hoping that ankle heals up. It looks like, I don't even know how that happens, but it looks really painful. So
he's in the I'm the Problem tour, then still the Problem tour. What would be the next one after this?
Well, he says he's going into a new era, so.
Not the Problem Anymore tour?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know?
Not always the Problem Anymore. I like yours better.
We'll see what happens, okay. Lauren's got your lowdown. Thank you, Lauren. Zach Topps, South Sanity on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren at 7:53. So this is an update on the fires that have been happening up on in northern Minnesota, right in the Boundary Waters area. Looks like they're making some progress on it. The Sioux Fire is about 12,489 acres, but it's 27% contained. Little Knife Fire is about 49% contained. Bear Trap Fire, about 38%. And the Camp Fire, this is Camp Fire near Ely, about 39%. And there looks like some rain just rolled through there, too. So we do have some rain, some thunderstorms spotty going through the Northland right now. Not really near Duluth Superior, but kind of all around. So we'll see what happens. It was really weird being at the cabin, not having a fire the weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, some people were, in where we were, there was no campfire restriction. It was no open burning. But it's like the north half of St. Louis County still with that campfire ban, you know. But it's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to risk it. Not worth it.
No, no. But anyway, that's an update on that. And we'll see. Hopefully, you know, I saw something too yesterday. They were showing about how fires can grow and spread underground in a lot of those areas up there. I didn't realize that.
I had no idea.
Because it's been so dry this year.
Yeah. We need rain. It would be nice if we got rain this morning.
We need a good smoke. We need a good soaker. That's for sure. But anyway, Tim McGraw, we're the Green. B105, Sam Hunt, Outskirts, Some Jerk Today. Lauren, have you ever faked your own death to get out of something?
I can't say that I have gone that far. Maybe faked sick, but.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never faked my own death. Here I am.
Here's a man faked his own death to avoid consequences of drunk driving. A guy in China was up for his third DUI, and that means he risked jail time. So when he was out on bail, he decided that it was too big of a gamble. He didn't want to go to jail. He convinced his family to help stage his death. He bought a coffin, scattered empty medicine bottles around his home, practiced holding his breath, and used cooling equipment to make it look like he had overdosed.
That's bad.
His relatives covered his face at the funeral, claiming the drugs had disfigured him. They buried the coffin while this guy fled to another province. But police grew suspicious since the coffin was bought before his death. No ambulance was ever called, and there was no death certificate or cremation record. They found him with bank activity, surveillance cameras, caught, and sentenced to 5 months. That's all you get, 5 months.
So. I mean, that is like a lot of work. That's intense.
Right.
That's intense.
That's wild. Using cooling equipment. Wow.
I feel like you should just face your punishment, which is well-deserved, and to like go as far as to say, like, don't look at his face, it's disfigured. Like, that's just bad. Yeah. That's bad karma, so.
You know, I'm pretty sure if you saw me on a Monday morning like this morning and you poked me, you'd be like, oh, yep, it passes, probably dead.
Oh my gosh.
It's a long weekend.
It's going to be okay.
I'm kidding. We're doing great. Eric Church, Springsteen, B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and some sunshine from Little Miss Sunshine, Lauren Wells.
Well, I have a twofer today because, you know, we've talked about these animals in history throughout some angels. So first and foremost, Punch the Monkey, the beloved monkey that went viral earlier this year.
Yeah, Jimmy the Raccoon, Punch the Monkey. It's been a year.
Yeah, so Punch, so sweet. And he was bullied by the other monkeys that he was staying with, you know, in Japan. And so he kind of became a sensation. And then he had his little, you know, stuffed animal. So Punch has celebrated his first birthday. And the zoo marked the occasion with thousands of birthday messages from all around the world. So loved that. And then Jimothy the Raccoon was just honored with an award from the governor of Washington. Because Jimothy lives in Seattle, and he was named the Washingtonian of the Day by the governor after he captured the world's attention and went viral.
Wow.
So, I mean,
something for everybody.
He is viral. Like, everybody loves him. So, you know, shout out to Punch. Shout out to Jimothy. I'm ready for our next cute viral animal.
I think we need to start turning this into Lauren's wildlife segment because it's...
We can do, like, one day of wildlife.
It seems to be a lot of...
That makes people happy.
Okay. Well, little furry friends.
And exactly.
That poor Jimothy with his shortened spine.
Yeah, but he's living his best life. He's famous now. He probably gets so many treats.
I'm sure. Riley Green. B105, and we will see you again tomorrow. We got Joe coming in next to listen while you work, and have a great day.
Have a great Monday.
Yeah, enjoy Tuesday, too. Coming up, we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some fun stuff to do, including Ken's Weird News tomorrow. So. Mm-hmm.